tainted. I never could stand the tainted meat.
Seems like it'd make you sick.
Well, it would me if I had to eat it.
What can you make with the meat from the hog's head?
Souse. S-A-U-C-E.
How do you make that?
You boil the heads and feet till they're tender, and you take the skin off and get all the meat. Either chip it up with a knife or put it in a meat grinder and grind it up. Season, salt and pepper, sage.
Uh-huh.
Pack it down in a crock or something and keep it covered till it. And you can put it in your freezer. We didn't used to have a freezer. We'd have to eat it up before. Couldn't make enough of it to last any time.
Did you ever hear another name for that?
Hog's head cheese.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Hog's head cheese or souse.
And what can you make from the liver besides the hash that you mentioned?
I don't know of anything.
Did you ever hear of anything called, taking the souse or something, mixing that with cornmeal, maybe some more meat, and cooking it, and when it gets cold, slicing it and frying it?
Yeah. I never did put any cornmeal in it, though. I just use the meats.
What is that?
Well, that's a souse, hog head. That's a souse, all right, but you... The souse, though, we always put it in the... Well, we part of it we would stuff in, make little sacks out of cloth and stuff it in that and hang it up.
Would it drip then, or what?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear of scrapple or pawhog?
Scrapple, that's just a little scraps of meat from all over.
Mm-hmm. How do you fix it?
Well, just chip it all up like you do hash. All the way I know to fix it.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of making anything out of the blood?
Yes. Blood. Let me see now. There used to be a Frenchman lived right up the road there that used lots of blood. He made... I don't know what he called that, but he used the blood anyway.
What did it look like?
Just a thick, mushy mess. Couldn't eat it.
He didn't like it?
Uh-uh.
If you have milk that you let it sit until it gets kind of thick, you call that?
Clabber.
What can you make with that?
Well, you can make a, let me see, you drain it and put it in a cloth and hang it up and let all that whey, the water drain out of it. I believe it's called curd, C-U-R-D.
Mm-hmm. The thick part of the cheese you eat?
Mm-hmm. And then you can slice that or put some cream or butter with it. It makes pretty good eating.
Say if you had butter that was kept too long and it didn't taste right, you'd say that it was
rancid.
And if you were thirsty, you might go over to the sink and pour yourself a
drink of water.
Huh?
Water.
Okay, and you drink it out of a
cup or glass.
And
we used to have gourds.
Gourds.
When I was growing up, we had gourds, long-handled gourds.
Uh-huh.
Cut the top out of one and scrape all the seed and